This is Cynthia Valorek interviewing Louis B. Sloan for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art on July 18, 1991 at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. Good afternoon, Mr. Sloan.
Good afternoon.
Would you please tell me where you were born and when?
I was born in Philadelphia, 1932.
What part of Philadelphia?
I was born in Hahnemann Hospital, but my parents lived in South Philly. Second and Shunk.
Second and Shunk.
Right.
Okay. What were the family circumstances when you were born in terms of how many children were already in the family or the kind of house you lived in?
I come from a large family. My mother had eight boys and four girls, so I had 12 children. And when I was born, I guess I'm the number five. And I was born, I guess, during the Depression, so it was almost the end of the Depression. 32, I guess, was sort of
in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it was very difficult because my father was out of work, which most people were at that time. And my grandfather had died a year before I was born. And he was an artist, but he was more of a musician than a painter. He did both. But his field was really music.
Did your grandfather live with the family?
No.
But he was part of the family very much
in,
so?
In the early, for my oldest sister and brother. But then my father and mother moved from my grandmother's. And then when my grandfather died, he died 6 months before I was born. And my grandmother moved in with my mother. And she really dedicated her life to my mother's kids, so she was like a second mother to us. And she was really the backbone of the family. She really kept the family together. I think if it wasn't for my grandmother, I don't think that we probably would have been all scattered all over. I mean, she was a very strong person and you know, instilled a lot of qualities in us that most kids didn't get. I think if it wasn't for my grandmother, I don't know what I'd be doing today. I really love my grandmother.
Before your father lost his job during the Depression, what did he do?
He was in, doing odd jobs, and he loved automobiles, so he did more mechanical work. He worked on cars, and he worked in different agencies like the Pontiac agencies and things like that. He did that most of his life.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother ever work outside the home?
Very little. At times, in the beginning, she was a musician. So when we were very young, my grandfather was a musician. And so when he died, she took over his practice.
What kind of music or what instrument?
She taught the piano. And then she did that for a while, and then the family got very large, and then she had to stop.
Oh, I see. So your mother gave piano lessons.
That's right.
For a good many years until the family got too large.
Right.
Okay. Did you pick up any of the musical inclination?
That's right. I played the piano.
You did play
very
the piano.
Young, yes. Mm-hmm. And I have a very good ear. I mean, and it sort of parallels to my painting because if I really like the piece and you can put it in front of me and I'll play it and then you can take it away, I don't really need it anymore because I could maintain that. And I sort of do the same thing with landscape. If I see something, I can, and if it excites me, I can capture it right away. Even though it may change, you know, if I look at a certain cloud formations and it's only there for a few seconds and it's gone, but I can still maintain it in my mind and paint it.